New Horizons' chief scientist is Hal Weaver.
Yeah, where we are right now is mission control for the New Horizons mission to Pluto. This is where we watch all the activities that are occurring on the New Horizons mission. We have over here to the left a depiction, a software prediction of exactly where the spacecraft is, where it's pointed. You know, we're following and it's on its path to Pluto.
In early 2007, New Horizons passes Jupiter, using the planet's intense gravity to boost it toward Pluto. It took the opportunity to test its camera on Jupiter's largest satellite, Io. The results were spectacular. This footage, captured by New Horizons' long-range reconnaissance imager, shows the actual eruption of a volcano on Io's surface.
We were just lucky and happened to catch it when one of the major volcanoes was active. It had spectacular plumes. Volcanic debris was flying up for a couple of hundred miles above the surface.
It's a stunning but short-lived encounter. New Horizons soon leaves Jupiter behind. Traveling at over 8.5 miles a second, it's the fastest spacecraft ever launched. It's going so fast that after its 9-year journey, New Horizons will only have a day and a half to see Pluto close up before disappearing deeper into the Kuiper Belt.
And that's great for getting there early. But on the other hand, of course, that means that everything is really sped up as we fly by, because unfortunately, we can't just go to Pluto, put on the brakes and stop and hang around for a while. Roughly 3 months out, we're going to have resolution that's better than Hubble, and then it just gets better and better and better as we get closer and closer. But for those last 24 hours where we have this really high spatial resolution where we can see football field-sized features on the surface of Pluto, that all happens very quickly. We're just going to fly by and then just by Pluto and on deeper into the Kuiper Belt.